Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz here doing the eulogy of game two of the Phillies. But it ain't over till it's over, as a wise man once said. So we will stay up late. Game three, hopefully we get a win and then see what happens after that.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait to be up late tomorrow.
Seeing your boy.
Mad.
Knowles.
I forgot about that, yes.
So Rob Thompson has decided to start Aaron Nola in Game 3 and piggyback him with Ranger Suarez, who would come in after Nola. Jack has said a few times that he believes they would like to get Knowles through the lineup twice in an optimal situation and then bring Ranger in.
That's it, Aaron. Two times through.
Why wouldn't they just start Ranger and hope that he gets through seven rather than doing?
Can't go seven.
I don't think he can get through seven.
Just because he's injured, or
If I had to guess, and I think they like this way because like Nola's never pitched out of the bullpen before,
and Ranger has.
So it's maybe the most optimal way to get. Like, what's the best chance of them getting through seven? Nola and Ranger tomorrow, or just Ranger?
Nah, that's a good point.
Yeah, so if he can get through five and Ranger can give you two.
Yep.
Or three. Two.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Four and three.
Yeah, four and three would be great. Yeah. What is our, now, the last Nola start was his best start of the year against the Twins. Mm-hmm. These are not the Twins. Want to be clear on that.
He did go eight shutty against the Mets.
Did he?
Yeah, the two starts before that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, the one good start,
then a couple bad ones, okay. And then the twin start.
So 1 to 10, Jack, you first, confidence level in Knowles giving us four innings tomorrow.
This is going to work. So I'm about a seven. They're going to win. They're going to win tomorrow because everyone's down. Everyone's like, no shot. Why is Aaron Nola pitching? He's going to go out there and pitch well.
What are the odds that...
He's allowing four runs in the first, and we all are ready to find the Schuylkill.
Here's the truth.
Get through that first inning, and he'll be all right.
Whether they win or not, Shohei Ohtani is hitting a 600-foot home run tomorrow night
in his first at-bat. Without question.
Should just everybody buckle in. It's a nine-inning game. There is no doubt.
Without question.
Ohtani is ripping one to the moon tomorrow. 215-592-9494. Herb, only have about 45 seconds for you, so you have to get it out quick.
Right,
go ahead.
Okay.
Can't hear you, buddy.
I can't hear you.
You're distorted. I can't hear you.
I wanted to tell you.
I can't hear you, Herb.
I saw your father.
Can't hear you. No, I can't hear you, Herb. I don't know what's wrong. You only have 15 seconds left.
Oh, God.
No, I can't hear you. Sorry, Herb. 215-592-9494. Rios in North Philly. You're on WIP.
What's going on, Hard Charges?
What's up, Rios?
Did my guy like that?
Well, you know, every once in a while, people need to, whatever. We'll get to it later. Go ahead, Rio.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No. So, first of all, y'all were talking about booze. Just real quick, man. If anybody heard about any booze, and booze is just like the Eagles got booed the first game this year at halftime, from what I remember from how they were playing against the Cowboys. So if anybody mad at booze, that's like the time when I told you about that doll that I used to keep in the car in the military, that I would take that joint out and throw it right at somebody. You know what I mean? Like, that's dumb. But anyway, after all these years of them crapping the bed, this is what we get to see that showcase. And if you're watching, like, you wondering, and we know hope ain't a strategy. That's what I'm seeing, Bryce. I mean, the top three seems like they swinging off of hope. And Castellanos' hit is a proven point that, yo, just get back to ball. So that's, you know, seeing that and then looking at, like, almost like really seeing him, like, Bryce's eyes, you know exactly what they're going to do. You know exactly what Schwarber, but mostly Bryce. And I put a lot of things, you know, on Bryce because I ain't seen no emotions from the top guys. I mean, like, shoot, Bo Jackson, break a bat. Do something because your guys, the back end guys are carrying you, man. They put stuff in. We were in there, man, and you know, he was dealt a platter. Two men on base, three-course meal. There's no way he couldn't even, if he even hit a home run, just get a hit, man. That's all we needed. And, I mean, I'm not big time all over baseball, but I'm straight Philadelphia. And when Stott went for that bunt, I even noticed to myself, I'm like, hold on, we got the momentum.
Yeah.
And Stott, he been doing good like that, man. Our pitchers did what they had to do. It's just frustrating. It's very embarrassing. I don't know what y'all think about if, like let's just say with baseball, period, like, did people forget to just train a skill to know how to hit the ball in different parts of the field or try things like that, which make you a great professional or whatever it is? Like, that is very freaking frustrating. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, just watching that yesterday, and when somebody, I'm sorry, but when somebody has like Bryce as a leader, and this is just me, it's almost like somebody's leading you and everything's going down and you ain't seeing the leader got emotion. It's almost like, who, why should I, you don't even care, bro. And this is big for you. Schwarber and Turner, they got their championships. So if whatever one somebody want to think, they could think. But you, man, like, what are you doing? It's just very frustrating that it's like, and I know sometimes people may think, yeah, well, you mostly speak on things with football, but in a competitive sport, man, don't you think something should rile people up? Or even if he's like,
yeah,
his guy's hitting, like, yo, yeah, you know, thank you. I'm having a rough time, but good, do something. Man, you got the dummy face, man. I don't like the dummy face. When you got the dummy face, I ain't got no confidence. There's no confidence. I'm looking right at the TV like, is it even worth me getting mad before I go to bed? The dummy face,
the dummy
dog,
face.
And that's what he got. And you know what? I don't care. I hope he's listening, man. Like, because I feel, you know, it don't even go that way.
He's definitely listening today.
Bryce?
Yes.
No, sure.
Yeah, he should be listening,
what?
Man.
Yeah, he is.
He's listening on the free Odyssey app in L.A., you think? They're there already.
Oh, yeah,
right?
They left. Yeah. What I'm talking about. Yeah, yeah, they left.
Well, they can listen anywhere, anytime on the free that's Odyssey true app, Ike.
Yeah, it's frustrating. I can't even get mad just seeing how he is with the dummy face and you know, you're gonna get what you freaking deserve. And how I feel, like, at the end of the day, it's like, man, like, Hurts and Bryce, man, come on, man. I can't, no matter what, how anybody feels with this guy, like, come on, man. Like, Bryce, this is you. Did the Nationals know something that we didn't know? I mean, like, come on, bro. What year was we in the World Series? 22?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Philadelphia 76ers, that we keep going backwards, losing in the backward rounds? What
yeah
are we doing, man? Dummy
yeah
face, man.
And we're getting further and further away from 22.
Yeah.
We're getting further and further away from 22.
Yeah. Let me just... If this ends the way we think it, that it could, and this ends in three or four in Los Angeles, and they go down, you know, there's not some giant Bryce moment or whatever, I just, enough with Bedlam at the Bank. Enough. I don't want to play the highlight on the show anymore.
Well, hold on now.
No, I'm, it's.
Fritz is going to always play that
well,
highlight.
Well, it was a long time. It is.
I'm with you.
You know,
the
last two postseasons.
It was
just,
new memories.
Yeah, it was great. Great moment. It happened. But we, you know, not trying to get Eagles elitist here, but we used to be the city that celebrated the time we got there. Nobody thought we could. We lost anyway.
Right.
You know, the 93 Phillies and yep the Sixers and the
0-4 Eagles.
0-4 Eagles.
You gotta leave us out.
Yeah. Well, people didn't look too fondly upon the end of that one. The way they
right,
the way they did with the,
yes,
with Dimerson.
And, I agree with you on that.
And,
yes.
And the 93 Phillies. It is. It's just you are the with expectations comes pressure.
Yep.
And that's where they are right now. So it was a nice moment, but. Look, we can look at it as a great Philadelphia moment, whatever, but we can't say that we know he can do it because he did it there. That part of it, to me, will be over. Yeah. You have
well,
to do it again.
Well, certainly doesn't carry as much weight.
No, you
anymore.
Have to do it again.
Yeah.
You have to do it again. You have to do it again. It can't just be the 1 year. So.
Hey, one more thing, man, and which kind of add to me being a little pissed off. It's a little funny. My buddy, who's from L.A., I haven't talked to. In about almost a year, I get a text after, you know, while they were winning, I get some double eye text, and then I get somebody quit walking. You know
oh,
what I'm
no.
saying? He threw a gift for somebody quit walk. Man, I was so mad. But anyway, gentlemen, God bless. Take care.
I only have one LA Dodger friend that will be annoying
oh, yeah.
if they win. I don't,
yeah, I don't
luckily
I don't think I know any Dodger fans.
And you know Met fans are waiting.
Oh yeah.
You
oh,
know
yeah.
they're
well,
waiting.
Misery loves company.
Yeah,
yep,
they're
yep,
not,
no doubt.
They're not going to do it early, but
they're going to wait till the coffin is till the nail is in the coffin.
And just if you haven't heard from one of your friends, you know that you only played 3 more games than us.
Yep.
You know it's coming. You know it's coming.
That is true.
What do we think their mindset is going into this? Do you think that they think they can win the series?
No.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
I just kind of think they feel like they might have lost the touch or lost
the
feel.
They blew their opportunities.
Well, yeah.
I mean, at least if I'm in their shoes and I have doubt that we can go out here and win, I would imagine that doubt would come from, dude, we had several opportunities to win at least one game here, if not two. We blew it. Now we got to go out there and win two. That's where having the tunnel vision comes in at. And
yep.
Listen, they're going to wallow in it today. It hurt last night. They flew out there 5.5 hours.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
But those were two competitive games. And in other words, I don't think the Phillies feel like they can't compete with the Dodgers.
No.
I don't feel like they've been outclassed in these two games. They just get a Dodgers credit. They've come up with the timely hits and when they needed to. But we've said it. If the three at the top of the lineup do what they're doing – I mean, do what they're supposed to do, that's what's going to give you a chance to win. Those are the only ones who haven't really contributed. Trey, a little bit. Bryce and Kyle Schwarber, pretty much nothing. They've contributed. But the pitching has been there. Again, if Nola doesn't go out there and implode early, you can find yourself in another close game
yes.
late.
I just
– a one-run game late. Now, trying to win three games – they can't think that way.
No, they just have to win Wednesday.
They just have to win the one game, yes.
Winning
the one game.
Winning one game three times is a lot easier
yeah.
than winning three games in a row,
yep.
as crazy as that sounds.
Yep.
I hope they're not ready to just pack it in.
Yeah, I didn't love the vibe post game last night. It felt like a season ending type locker room.
Really?
Well,
and it's not over. I know
as opposed to
I guess I would have liked a bit more of, we're going to put our bootstraps on and go out to LA and take care of business. It felt a little defeatist for me.
Well, Bryce said, you got to win three.
Yeah, I know. He did flip the script, which I appreciate.
Yeah.
But it was a little defeatist for me.
That's why I hope he's listening today.
Yeah. Well, they need a moment. They need a moment where it's like, that's it. Like, there's something to believe in. And obviously, we've talked about it ad nauseum, but like, it comes down to those two. Like, yeah. If Schwarber and Harper go out there, go nuts, you know, and do their jobs, I think everyone can start believing again.
Yeah.
Back-to-back homers.
You
first
almost need a home run early in the game.
Schwarber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Schwarbaum early.
Wow. Yeah, it got to the track. He's not game Austin one. Hayes.
I know.
I'm not giving Schwarber credit for getting it to the track. No. I would throw a parade.
But, I agree.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Hunter in New York. You're on WIP. What's up, Hunter?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Hunter.
What's up, Hunter?
So the approach that the Phillies have taken, I think the first two games, has been pretty bad, right? I mean, starting pitching with the Dodgers is strong.
Yep.
So the whole strategy has been to get to the bullpen. But why aren't they extending at-bats? So if you look at the first inning last night, Schwarb's first inning, swings at the first pitch, flies out. Boom. Same thing, ground out. Harper in the fourth inning, second pitch, ground out. So these guys aren't extending their at-bats. It makes it too easy for the starting pitchers to get through the lineup. And even the second time through the lineup, these guys look clueless, right? So, I mean, and going to the lineup decisions that Topper's making, I mean, I don't understand why Kemp started that game.
Well, because they wanted a righty.
Yeah, I mean, you have Max Kepler, though, and you're starting a rookie over Max Kepler.
Because they wanted a righty. Yeah,
look good.
Yeah, I agree with you in your first point, but that involves the top of the lineup guys not being selfish.
Agreed.
Like, going up there and being willing to get yourself into a two-strike count and foul balls off and maybe be willing to work a walk or it ends in a ground out or something like that and not chasing home runs is an unselfish way to play baseball. And quite frankly, the bottom half of the lineup does a much better job of doing those things than the top half of the lineup does. I agree with you totally. I was watching that thinking to myself, all I want to do is get Snell. If we could get Snell out after five innings, give us that. But the only way that's going to happen is if he has a 9-pitch at bat and a 12-pitch at bat or something like that. And the guys, and first of all, with Stott out of the lineup completely, you lose one guy who's going to do that. And it drives me nuts the top of the lineup guys don't do that. It drives me nuts. Schwarber is good for three or fewer pitches in almost every at bat. And Bryce is and Schwarber might not be a good enough hitter to do it. Bryce is. Mm-hmm. You're telling me Bryce can't go up there and just work him a little bit. Just work him. Trey should be able to do it too. Mm-hmm. And I think they are generally, that is a, given the circumstances, that is a selfish way. It is an egotist, maybe not selfish. It's an egotistical way to play baseball, thinking you can go up there and hit a home run instead of doing the right thing for everyone, and it's to try to get Blake Snell to throw more pitches and more counts. That's one reason that Schwarber, I don't buy Schwarber as much as other people do, because he never does that. Mm-hmm. He never does it. He just waits for you to make a mistake, and he hits one 500 feet, and it's great when it happens. But when it doesn't, he looks hopeless. So I'm with you, Hunter.
Yeah. It's getting bad to the ball. I mean,
yep.
It's unreal.
Yep.
But hopefully we can turn it around. Still got a little bit of faith, but a lot of work to go.
Yes, sir. All right, Hunter.
A lot of work to go. Get one first.
I just don't want the season to be over. There's too many games. We watch too many freaking games to have the season be over this quickly.
I agree.
So many hours.
I know.
So many hours.
I know.
Fritz knows.
I know.
He's fully invested.
So many hours. You know, occasionally there's a Friday night game that I can maybe speed through because we don't have to talk about it the next day.
Right.
I'll think to myself, look, if there's one that I can sort of cheap a little bit here, it's the Friday night game. I'll speed through it on Saturday morning. Okay. Otherwise, I mean, just torturing myself with these games.
I know.
And they're going to lose in three to the Dodgers? They can't. It's not fair.
Well, one of the things while I was arguing with Elliot, my general point was, it's a good baseball team.
Mm-hmm.
I understand right now it's frustrating. I'm saying, but this organization at some point will step away from the emotion that's filled into this season, into this playoff disappointment, and have to make a decision about how do you put the best team out there on the field next year. And we just said this is the best iteration of the baseball team they've had in this four-year run.
And fair to mention, they don't have Zach Wheeler. It happens, but they don't have Zach Wheeler either.
And so I don't know. Is it inconceivable to think that this team could go out there and win 95 games next year? Win this National League East again?
I don't think it's unreasonable.
Yeah.
I mean, who on the team? I don't think it's unreasonable.
And tell me you wouldn't sign up for that and take your chances in the postseason again versus let's start over. Let's blow this thing up. We got to do something different.
Well, I mean, listen, that's what the Dodgers did forever. I mean, the Dodgers were just there. And then they finally broke through and won last year. I don't count 2020.
No one does.
No one counts 2020. No. I mean, that's kind of baseball. That's just like you hope that you have the right mix.
That's kind of
what you're saying. I mean, it's kind of like go win a ton of games, make the playoffs, and you hope you have the right mix. What sucks about this is that we felt like we had the right mix. Like the Bader injury kind of is not the reason they're losing.
But it still sucks, though. Bader injury and the Zach Wheeler injury, man.
Yeah, and Turner, by the way. Yeah. I mean, Turner is still coming back from the hamstring. If he's full strength last night, maybe he beats that ball out, you know, or makes it a closer play, and Freeman, you know, gets a little spooked.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
The Bader thing sucks.
Yeah, I'm thinking about next year. Yeah, where does Aiden Miller play at?
Well,
he's playing shortstop.
Yeah.
But he's not going to be a shortstop.
Where's he going to play up here next year? Is he going to play up here?
Probably not. I mean, he's going to start in Lehigh Valley.
Okay, Justin Crawford.
He's going to be your starting left fielder or right fielder.
Okay, so he'll be one of the corner outfielders.
Assuming they bring Bader back.
Yeah.
Right. I'm assuming we got to make Bader a priority.
Yeah, I would.
But that's going to take, he's going to opt out the 10-year, $10 million mutual option. You got to give him a couple years, right?
2 years, $25 million.
That's my goal.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm just trying to picture what the team looks like.
Well, then right field, we don't have any idea.
I think that's going to be Crawford.
Oh, so Marsh will be left field?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or flip-flop.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
He's got a strong enough arm to play right. Now, it's not the most power in the outfield, but, like, defensive-wise.
And you think Crawford has a chance to be up here from the beginning?
Yeah, I think he's the opening day left fielder.
Okay.
Yeah.
They have to.
Well, we don't have to spend money on it. You don't sign like a Kepler.
Painter.
Painter is a disappointment if he's not in the opening day rotation.
Okay.
Yeah. And Aiden Miller's 2 years.
I think so.
Okay.
Then you can fully move on from Bone.
And he's.
So I was going to say, so either you're making Sosa the third baseman or you're bringing Bone back to play third
base. Or you sign somebody. Alex Bregman can opt out. You want to get another old guy?
Would die for Breggy.
Really?
How much is he going to cost you?
It's almost like you have to make a decision between Schwarber or Bregman.
Yes. But Bregman plays in the field.
Yeah. Also more injured.
Yeah.
And slowing down a little bit.
Yeah.
But a winner.
And Bone's an above average defensive third
baseman. Exactly. Who could forget? So is Bregman, by the way.
Yeah.
Actually won a gold glove.
Is cheaper, though.
That's great for one more year.
That's all I'm saying.
Bregman's going to want 3 years.
Yeah, I just don't know. He got banged up this year.
Yeah.
We'll see. I think you'd have to make a decision between like Schwarber and him. It's like the moves they can make outside of Schwarber if they want to spend money elsewhere would be Tucker or Bregman.
Do you think that JT Romuto...
He had a horrible second half of the year, but he's playing through an injury. And I think that probably was the reason why, but the Cubs are not re-signing him.
Do you think that JT Realmuto would have blocked the plate if we had already given him a contract?
Maybe.
He's back, right?
I think so, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like they're running it back to me.
Maybe without Castellanos.
Maybe without Castellanos.
And Thompson, you've planted the Thompson thing. The fact that I think there's 0% chance, but you don't think there's 0% chance.
Well, here's the thing. So... One, Bochy's out there.
I like the Bochy idea.
And the second one, just putting it out there, is there's the Tennessee Vols head coach, Tony Vitello, is starting to get some looks at the major league level from like the Giants, just saying Bryce moved closer to him in Tennessee. So
hold on.
Tony Vols?
No. We got to move Bryce further away from decision making.
Just letting you can think that. I don't know if they think that. And you want to talk about fiery? Like, he would be insane.
Oh, really?
Oh, he's a fiery manager?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Yeah, he's interesting.
Well, it could maybe that to dude, talk to him.
Get him on the show every week?
Yes, I'm saying.
He's a great talker. He's a great talker.
But he gets fired up.
Yeah, oh, my God.
How would he handle Philadelphia media?
I think he'd do great.
Book him for tomorrow. Get him on the phone.
Tony V?
Get him on the phone.
Can we at least wait till they're eliminated?
Yeah, you sound a little too giddy about Tony. You look, you're gonna
book him for Monday.
If I know you, like I think I know you,
yeah.
You will now go home and spend your night looking up like Tony V.
Well, yes, of course I will. What's coming up in the top five at five?
Oh, right. Sorry.
Yeah.
I really didn't want to do one today.
No, you got to do it. No, but also coming up next, as well as the top five at five, when Jalen Hurts speaks, we will at least take the beginning of it because we want to hear if Elliot asked him the question about the meeting with him and AJ and Saquon. So
no, Elliot's going to AJ.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
I think it's better.
Advice from his counsel.
Yeah. Okay, all right. So we'll carry the Jalen thing. We'll see if anybody asks, and then we'll find out from Elliot.
But, yeah.
Okay.
So my bad. So
top five, five.
The best things that happened to the Phillies game last night. We were all together. That means
were we? We were all together
we'll
for a part
we'll
of it.
We'll get there. Okay. We'll all get right. there. Okay. All right. Okay. Easy.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fred.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.